혼자 비하해 자유가 비잖아 날아가 길이 바라자 야쇼다 난다 나가자자 나란자나 야무나지라에 어바나차리 야무나지라에 어바나차리 자유라다마다와 군자비하리 자유고피자나마라바 기리바라다리 야쇼다 난다 나가자자 나란자나 야무나 지라바나 차리 야무나 지라바나 차리 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Prabhu Jagacharya Stota Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Hajdas Thakur Ki Jai Primjika Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Radhakun Shamakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vindam Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapradam Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Samavaita Bhakti Bhaktavinda ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Sankirtan Yagya ki jai, Brihad Mridanga ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaura Pramanande, Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Gyana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Yupam Sagarjatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Stra Vancha Kalpataribhyascha Kripasandubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukankaroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam
Hare Krishna, welcome to this morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class. First of all, I have to pay my humble obeisances millions of times unto the assembled Vaishnava devotees, unto my Shiksha Gurus, my teachers, and all the senior devotees. And also in order to invoke more auspiciousness to our today's Bhagavatam class, I invite everyone to meditate three verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I would simply read the translation. So we can meditate the meaning. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 3, first verse. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, even a fool can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the minds of the revealed scriptures. Another quote coming from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 14, verse 1. Things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute. If one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. Last one, coming from Adi Lila, chapter 15, first verse. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, because simply by offering a flower at his lotus feet, even the most ardent materialist becomes a devotee.
Day.
Hare Krishna. So today we are reading a series of verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 8, entitled The Sons of Sagar Meet Lord Kapiladev, from Shlok 14 to Shlok 22. So on the board, it didn't mention, should be 22, is it? Yes. Prakasha. Yes. 14 to 22. So I will read all the shlokas from starting from 14, and then we concentrate on the last one. Chapter 8, text 14. Yosamanjasa ityuktaha sakeshinya nipamajaha tasya puchum shumannama pitamaharitirataha. Translation. Among the sons of Sagar Maharaj was one named Asamanjasa, who was born from the king's second wife, Keshini. The son of Asamanjasa was known as Angshuman, and he was always engaged in working for the good of Sagar Maharaj, his grandfather. 15-16. Asamanjasa atmanam darshayana samanjasam jati smara pura sangat yuge yugat vichalitaha acharangahitam loke kyatinam karma vipriyam saravam kritato palam prasyaru dvijayam janam. Translation. Formerly, in his previous birth, Asamanjasa had been a great mystic yogi, but by bad association he had fallen from his exalted position. Now, in this life, he was born in a royal family and was a jati smara. That is, he had the special advantage of being able to remember his past birth. Nonetheless, he wanted to display himself as a miscreant, and therefore he would do things that were abominable in the eyes of the public and unfavorable to his relatives. He would disturb the boys sporting in the river Sarayu by throwing them into the depth of the water. Here Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a little commentary saying that in his previous birth, Asamanjasa, because he fell down from his exalted yogic perfection, therefore in this life, because he was a jati smara, he can remember his previous lives. Therefore, he decided to do nonsense. And then he won't be disturbed in this lifetime because of the bad association. Because he was fallen in his last birth because of the bad association. So here we keep a little note. 17. Evam vritta parityakta pitrasneha apohyavai yugaishvaryena balamstam tashaitva tatoyayo. Because Asamanjasa engaged in such abominable activities, his father gave up affection for him and had him exiled. Then Asamanjasa exhibited his mystic power by reviving the boys and showing them to the king and their parents. After this, Asamanjasa left Ayodhya. Purport. Asamanjasa was a jati smara because of his mystic power. He did not forget his previous consciousness. Thus he could give life to the dead. By exhibiting wonderful activities in relation to the dead children, he certainly attracted the attention of the king and the people in general. Then he left that place immediately. 18. Ayodhya vishina sarve palakam purna agatam drishtva vishishmiri rajan raja chapyam vatapyata. Translation. O King Parikshit, when all the inhabitants of Ayodhya saw that their boys had come back to life, they were astounded, and King Sagar greatly lamented the absence of his son. 19. Angshumanschodito ragya turagan veshaneyayo pitvya katanupatam basmanti darishehayam. Translation. Thereafter, Angshuman, the grandson of Maharaj Sagar, was ordered by the king to search for the horse. Following the same path traversed by his uncles, Angshuman gradually reached the stack of ashes and found the horse nearby. 20.
Tatrasinam munim viksha kapilakhyam adokshajam astot samahita mana pranjali pranato maham.
Translation. The great Anshuman saw the sage named Kapila, the saint who is an incarnation of Vishnu, sitting there by the horse. Anshuman offered him respectful obeisances, folded his hands, and offered him prayers with great attention.
21. Anshuman vacha napashati tvam paramatmano jano naputyate tyapi samadhi yuktibhi kuto paritasya manasare radhi visarga srishta vayam aprakashaha.
Translation. Anshuman said, "My Lord, even Lord Brahma is to this very day unable to understand your position, which is far beyond himself, either by meditation or by mental speculation. So what to speak of others like us, who have been created by Brahma in various forms as demigods, animals, human beings, birds and beasts? We are completely in ignorance. Therefore, how can we know you, who are the transcendents?"
Srila Prabhupada's purport. Icha dvesha samuddena dvandva mohina bharata sarva bhutani samoham sarge yanti parantapa.
Quote, O son of Bharata, Arjuna, O conqueror of the foe, all living beings are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. End of the quote. Bhagavad Gita 7.27. All living beings in the material world are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Even Lord Brahma is in the mode of goodness. Similarly, the demigods are generally in the mode of passion, and living entities lower than the demigods, such as human beings and animals, are in the mode of ignorance, or in mixed goodness, passion, and ignorance. Therefore, Anshuman wanted to explain that because his uncles, who had burned to ashes, were under the modes of material nature, they could not understand Lord Kapiladev. Quote, because you are beyond even the direct and indirect intelligence of Lord Brahma. End of the quote, he prayed. Quote again, unless we are enlightened by your lordship, it will not be possible for us to understand you. End of the quote. Atapi te deva patamboja dvaya prasada leishanu grihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavam mahimno na chandya eko pichiram vichinvan. Quote, my Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. End of the quote. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.29. The Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can be understood by one who is favored by the Lord. The Lord cannot be understood by others. This purport also worth of elaborately discussed. So what we do is we just read until the end, and then we can discuss this purport along with the next purport. So comes from today's verse. Please read after me. Ye deha bhajas chukuna pradana. Ye deha bhajas chukuna pradana. Ye deha bhajas chukuna pradana. Gunan vipashyan tyuta vatamascha. Gunan vipashyan tyuta vatamascha.
Gunan vipashyantyutavatamascha. Gunan vipashyantyutavatamascha. Yamayaya mohita chita sastvam. Yamayaya mohita chita sastvam. Yamayaya mohita chita sastvam. Vidu swasamstam nabahi prakashaha. Vidu swasamstam nabahi prakashaha. Vidu swasamstam nabahi prakashaha. Ideha bhajas chiguna pradhana gunam vipashyantyu vatamascha yamayaya mohita chitastvam vidhu svasamstam nabahi prakasha
ideha bhajas chiguna pradhana
This site from the Vaishnavis.
Yedeha bhajas chiguna pradhana gunam vipashyantyu tavatamascha yamayaya mohita chita sastvam vidhu svasamstam nabahi prakasha. Yedeha bhajas chiguna pradhana gunam vipashyanti uttavatamascha yamayaya mohita chita sastvam vidhu svasamstam nabahi prakasha. Yedeha bhajas chiguna pradhana gunam vipashyantyu tavatamascha yamayaya mohita chitta sastvam vidhu svasamstam nabahi prakasha.
Word for word. Yay! Those persons who, deha bhajaha, have accepted the material body, triguna pradhanaha, influenced by the three modes of material nature, gunan, the manifestation of the three modes of material nature. Vipashyanti, can see only. Uta, it is so said. Va, either. Tamaha, the mode of ignorance. Cha, and. Yat mayaya, by the illusory energy of whom? Mohita, has been bewildered. Chetasaha, the core of whose heart? Tvam, your lordship. Viduh.
Viduh.
No.
No.
Swasamstam.
Situated in one's own body.
Na.
Na.
Not.
No.
Bahi prakashah.
Bahi
those who can see only. The products of external energy. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My Lord, you are fully situated in everyone's heart, but the living entities covered by the material body cannot see you, for they are influenced by the external energy conducted by the three modes of material nature. Their influence, their intelligence being covered by sattva-gun, rajogun, and tamogun, they can see only the actions and reactions of these three modes of material nature. Because of the actions and reactions of the mode of ignorance, whether the living entities are awake or sleeping, they can see only the workings of material nature. They cannot see your lordship. Please read after me. My Lord, you are fully situated in everyone's heart, but the living entities covered by the material body cannot see you, for they are influenced by the external energy conducted by the three modes of material nature. Their intelligence being covered by sattva-gun, rajogun, and tamogun. They can see only the actions and reactions of these three modes of material nature. Because of the actions and reactions of the mode of ignorance, whether the living entities are awake or sleeping, they can see only the workings of material nature. They cannot see your lordship. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Unless one is situated in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, one is unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. However, because the conditioned souls are influenced by material nature, they can see only the actions and reactions of material nature, but not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One therefore must purify himself internally and externally. Apavitra pavitra va sarvavastam gatopi va yasmarit pandarikaksham sabahyabhyantara sutihi. To keep ourselves externally clean, we should bathe three times daily. And for internal cleanliness, we must clean the heart by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement must always follow this principle, bahyabhyantara sutihi. Then it will one day be possible to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. End of the purport. Hare Krishna. So today we are mainly focusing on the cleansing process, because in Prabhupada's purport, it's so prominent, he mentioned this Vedic mantra. All the pujaris would be very familiar with this mantra because it comes from Garuda Purana. And Prabhupada, when he's writing the purport for for the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he two times mentioned the same Vedic mantra. And our whole process is also very much focusing on this cleansing process. So here mentions apavitra. Pavitra means very clean. And apavitra means not clean, contaminated. Va means or. This va in Sanskrit word is a post-to-post word. So it can be put only after the word it modify or decorate. It's not before. So that means actually whether you are pure or not pure, whether you are contaminated or you are liberated, sarvavastam, sarva all, avastam, all conditions, whether you're passing through all the conditions in the material life, katopiva. So whatever conditions you may be, because we can only be situated in two conditions. We, as divas, tatastha shakti, either we are under the spiritual energy or we are under the material energy. So whatever it is doesn't matter. Yasmarit, smarit, remember. As long as we can remember, pandarikaksham. Pandarikaksham means the one whose eyes are as beautiful as lotus petals. And in regarding to this, I found out a very interesting lecture by Srila Prabhupada, dated in 1968, December 1st, when he's giving devotees initiation in Los Angeles. And before the fire yagya, they have to perform achman. So Prabhupada is teaching the devotees how to recite this mantra as the achman. And Prabhupada also reminded everyone, he said, oh, when we are thinking, Smarit Pandarikaksham, as long as we can remember the lotus-eyed one, then sa biyantara, then sa bahya biyantara sutihi, then externally, internally, we become pure, we become cleansed. Prabhupada said, it doesn't mean that anyone you are thinking that he or she has a beautiful lotus one, beautiful lotus eye, because maybe you are thinking, oh, my such and such lover, who has beautiful lotus eyes, then by remembering my lover, I can be purified, pandarikaksham. So Prabhupada mentioned this always refers to Krishna or Vishnu. So when we see other purports by Srila Prabhupada, then later we can see that he always mentions, as long as we can remember the lotus-eyed Krishna, then we are externally and internally clean. The last word, the last sentence says, bahya. Bahya actually means externally, means bodily we have to remain clean. And abhyantara, abhyantara means internally we also have to be clean. Then sutihi, sutihi, very, very clean. So Prabhupada said, sutihi actually means we develop a favorable frame of mind to perform devotional service for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not that we can do whatever we think is good or proper. We have to perform devotional service in the favorable mood. And then, actually, this is a pure state of Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada also mentioned in the purport, to keep ourselves externally clean, we should bathe 3 times daily. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Madhya Lila, should be 24th chapter, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, he said for a brahmachari, he can take a bath once a day. For grihastha or vanaprastha, twice a day. For sannyasi, 3 times a day. And Prabhupada added, if it is not possible for you to use water to take a bath, then you can take mantra bath by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is also what Janani was probably in his yesterday's class mentioned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshastakam, the first one, Cheto Darpana Marjana. We have to cleanse our heart by this chanting of Sankirtan movement. Because for life and life, from time immemorial, we have been accumulating dirt, the dirty things, anartas, in our hearts. And it is mentioned that in Srimad Bhagavatam that our hearts, the dirt accumulated, becomes so solid. It's like a mountain. And just like a mountain, hit by a thunderbolt can scatter into pieces. So in the same way, in our heart, this solid mountain, the heaps of dirt accumulated from from time immemorial, life after life, can be hit and scattered by the thunderbolt of what? Mahamantra, yes. And also, actually, this is coming from Sri Chaitanya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, Verse 22. That, in that verse, it is recommended people should take darshan of the lotus feet of the deities, and not for only a few seconds, but long time taking darshan of the lotus feet of the Lord. And then, it is said, Prabhupada further explains in the purport, in 3.28.22, he said, by long time taking darshan of the lotus feet of the deity, and then in your heart, these heaps of mountains of dirty things can be hit and scattered, and then you can get rid of this dirt, and you can nicely see the Lord. So, and the process involved is you have to see quite a long time of the lotus feet of the deities, not just a few seconds or a few minutes. So this is also nice meditation. And in the temple, when we are meditating, we are not like closing our eyes to meditate. We should meditate by Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because in this way, we're participating. We're not only meditating, we're also participating in the pastimes of Lord Mahaprabhu. Just before the class, everyone is ecstatically dancing in front of the Panchatattva and Radha Madhava. It's very nice. We even didn't realize how fortunate we are. Because we are so contaminated. And just by our good fortune, we see the deities, we take darshan. Actually, the deity worship mentioned, it is the most valuable benediction to the beginners. And by the first process of hearing and chanting in devotional service, our heart becomes cleansed. And when our heart is cleansed, we can see things as it is, and we can see one day face to face to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. As mentioned in the previous verse, we are all covered. So even Lord Brahma, he cannot understand the Supreme Truth either by meditation or by mental speculation. What about Lord Brahma? Brahma Narada Shambhu. When Yamaraj in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam mentions the 12 Mahajans in the universe, he first mentioned Brahma because there is an order of these 12 Mahajans. The first one is Brahma, and he is the husband of Saraswati Devi, the goddess of learning. But even for him, he cannot understand the Lord. What about us? Created, we are created by Lord Brahma, not even mention the demigods, the human beings, the animals. Even Brahma, he is very much bewildered by the Lord. Yesterday, by Dhananivas Prabhu's mercy, I got to know that in Brahma Moha Lila, Brahma, he saw Krishna's manifestations because he cannot believe, or we can say he has a doubt about Krishna's position. Is this little boy, a wandering little cowherd boy, in his little hand catching a morsel of food? The food is rice mixed with yogurt, and mentioned a few pieces of fruits. And this yogurt mixed rice, this morsel of food is even dripping from the gap of his fingers. And is looking everywhere of the cowherd boys, the friends, and also the calves. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, it is mentioned he searched everywhere. He searched all the mountains, all the mountain caves, the bushes, forests, everywhere. Couldn't find. So Brahma thinking, is this the Supreme Personality of Godhead? But then Krishna manifested all the cowherd boys, all the calves. And then when Brahma realized this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahma is mystified. Brahma, he himself has enormous mystic powers, but even he himself is mystified By the mystic manifestation of Lord Sri Krishna, I saw he almost fainted. I read that in Srila Prabhupada's purport, he also mentioned that death. So Brahma, as if he experienced like death, he lost all his external consciousness. And then Lord Krishna showed him mercy. He withdrew his yogamaya potency, the curtains withdrew. And then Brahma came back to his external senses. He immediately stand up before he's sitting on his swan. And then he stand up, he came down. Usually the demigods, they're not touching the ground, but in this case he's touching the ground to show his humility. And he's using the four tips of his helmets, of his heads, to touch the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Very interesting fact we have to note is that Lord Brahma, he has four heads. So when he's doing dandavas to Krishna, he has to do four times in order to make each of the helmets of his head to touch the feet of Krishna's lotus feet. But how fortunate he is! Because in Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, verse 34, it is mentioned, Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayuratapi manaso munipangavanam sopyasti yat praparasimya vichintya tatve govindamadi purusham tambaham banjami. Because for those gyanis and for yogis, they can do mental speculation, they can drill their pranayama, their breathing exercise, extending for thousands and millions of years. And it's very hard for them to touch the tip of the toe of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. But here, if we perform devotional service, we have this opportunity to touch the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Actually, the Bhagavatam, the whole Bhagavatam, this is none different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And somehow or other, by devotional service, we are getting purified. And then we can see Krishna on each page of this sacred literature. And when now we are studying the ninth canto, when we are getting enough purified, we can go to the tenth canto and we can meet Lord Sri Krishna in the tenth canto. And it's so wonderful. And Srila Prabhupada, I cannot help but mentioning Srila Prabhupada because he put so much effort, so much blood and energy in writing these literatures. In Satsvarupa Das Goswami's Prabhupada's Lilamrita 6.7, he mentioned specifically, Prabhupada, he considers the Srimad Bhagavatam, his commentary, his translation on the Srimad Bhagavatam, as his life's masterpiece, his primary work. And he has a very, very ambitious plan that these Krishna conscious books will one day inundate, flood the whole world. And especially the last sentence in that paragraph mentioned that Prabhupada would be satisfied by nothing less. Nothing less. So it is our duty to first read these books, to study these books thoroughly. When our heart is getting purified, when our heart is cleansed, we can see the Lord. And at least we get the touch of the Lord and his pure devotees, and we can transmit the same message to others. First, let our own heart to be flooded with the mercy, with the transcendental knowledge. And then, when it's overflooding more and more, we can influence the others around us. So now it's going on Prabhupada's book distribution marathon. Everyone can participate. Not only by selling the books, first we start from reading the books. Otherwise, Prabhupada sacrificed his personal sleeping time. He personally prayed to Krishna, please let me sleep less. sleepless. In 2004, I was taking Bhakti Sastri course in Mayapur. One day, Kadambakanand Maharaj, he came to give us Nectar of Devotion class. And we noticed that day, he's like very weak, and he said, "Oh, I decided to chant more today." So I wake up 1 hour early than usual, and then suffering like anything. So it's very difficult to sacrifice our time of sleeping, but in order for our benefit, Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his sleeping time, almost not sleeping, like the six Goswamis. And then he translated all these books to purify us. There's one nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.7.6. It is said, Shushu Shoshata Dhanasya Vasudeva Kataru Ti Semmahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. That means by serving those devotees who are very pure, who are completely devoid of vice, means they have no sins, then we, our conditioned souls, we can develop this affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, in the first paragraph, especially he mentioned, the Supreme Personality of God is so merciful, he sent his representatives to all the foreign countries to even to save those asuras, like us. Then I am thinking how fortunate I am, a yavana. And now even sitting here, discussing the sacred Srimad Bhagavatam class with all you elevated Vaishnava devotees. This is a proof of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's pure representative's mercy. And then, in the last paragraph of that purport, 1.7.6, Prabhupada said, so we have to find opportunities to serve the servants of the Lord. Because by serving the servants of the Lord, we can get the same qualification as those of the servants. And once we get the same qualification of the servants of the Lord, then we develop this eagerness for hearing the pastimes, the glories of the Lord. And this is the first qualification to enter into the kingdom of God. So we have to, by hearing this process, to cleanse our heart. And then all those upadis, because sarvo, that is sarva upadi, sarvopadi vinirmuktam. All the upadis, all these false designations, has to be cleaned. And then when our senses are completely purified by Rishikena Rishikesha, Rishikesha means Rishika Isha, this is a possessive case, of the master of the senses, Krishna, he can help us to clean. Because maybe we are thinking we have one doubt, or it's very difficult to clean. We have a solid mountain of dirt in our heart. How can we clean? But Krishna is actually helping us. If we have that faith, we have that determination, and if we can somewhere or other, fortunately, get the association of the pure devotees of the Lord, the pure servants of the Lord, we can make our hearts cleaned, and also by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Anarto pasaman sakshat bhakti yogam adokshade lokasya janato vidvams chakri satvat samitam. Anarto pasaman sakshat. Anarto means anatta. There's sandhi. If we split the word, becomes anarta upasaman. Anarta means the dirty things. And here Srila Prabhupada in the translation mentions it as the superfluous miseries of the living entities. So all the miseries we are feeling in this material world is actually superfluous. The superfluous miseries of the living entities, upasaman, can be mitigated sakshat, directly. It's not indirectly or through a tedious process. It can be directly mitigated by what? By bhakti yogam adokshade, by the linking process of devotional service onto that transcendental supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. But lokasya, the mass of people. Janato means no. Ajanato means they don't know. Ajanato, so, but the mass of people, they don't know. So Vidvans, the learned Srila Vyasadeva, Chakri, he compiled Sattvatam. Sattvatam in relation to the transcendental one, in relation to the Lord. Samhitam. So he compiled this scripture, Samhitam, in relation to the Supreme Lord. And in this way, we can become purified. And it's so fortunate here we are in Mayapur. We can every day get the darshan of the deities. We can make our hearts clean. By the way, I remembered one very interesting thing I came across when reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3. It is mentioned the ladies in Vaikuntha. They are also goddess of fortune. They are Lakshmis. But they are not the consorts of the Lord. They are the wives of the devotees of the Lord. What did they do? In Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, everywhere is Chintamani Dham. So it is mentioned even the walls, the floors are made by marble. And the intervals of the walls, the connecting place, is decorated by the gold lines. And because it's Chintamani Dham, it's made by touchstone, and there's hardly could be any dust on it. But all the ladies, they are sweeping the walls of the Vaikuntha Dham. Why? Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, he said, because they are eager to get the grace of the Supreme Lord by doing so. So it is not a hard work for us to clean. Because even in Vaikuntha, the goddess of fortune, they are also cleaning. And not even that, we can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the direct incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna. He himself made an example of cleaning in Gundita Marjanam. And he cleaned the temple not only once, but twice. Because we have to be Bhyantara. Abhyantara suti, we have to be externally and internally clean. So we are not only to clean the gross anartas, we also have some subtle anartas to be cleaned. And also not only that, he used the cleaned broom twice and he then used water, even cleaning the ceilings and using his own cloth. And that proves his determination. His conviction of cleaning process. And then, not only the temple is cleaned, he took out the singhasan and cleaned that place. And also, he made the devotees clean all the road outside. Nobody even know how they did it, but even the road, the outside is cleaned. So to prevent any dirties coming again inside. And then after the cleaning, the whole place is cooling, like marble, is cooling because now we have this fever of material, fruitive activities. Just like in this today's verse, we are covered by this material modes of nature, sattvagun, rajagun, tamagun. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, verse 13, Krishna told Arjuna, said the whole world is in delusion, they don't know. They are in delusion because of the three modes, sattva, raja, and guna. So they don't know who I am. I am, Krishna says, who am transcendental and inexhaustible. And when Mahaprabhu cleaned everything, he showed us an example. So we have to get rid of this fever of material, fruitive activities. And interestingly, in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, this fifth canto, chapter 5, and fifth verse, that is coming from Lord Irsabadev's teachings to his 100 sons. He especially mentioned karmatmakam. Karmatmakam yena sharira bandaha. Karmatmakam means your consciousness, your mind is colored by the fruitive activities. So if anyone doesn't inquire the spiritual value of life, he must be doomed all his activities must be doomed. He must feel frustrated in all his activities. He doesn't know. He gets this present material body because he has a desire for sense gratification. And if he continue to keep his consciousness like that, karmatmaka means the mind is colored with fruitive activities. And then the consciousness is not clear. So yena, by which sharira, another material body, sharira bandha, he must accept the bondage of another material body. And in the previous verse, 5.5.4, Rishabhadev also mentioned that nunam pramata kurute vikarma. So people now, they are mad. They're mad after these fruitive activities, and not only little mad. Prabhupada said, they're sufficiently mad. And therefore, they are doing krute, they are doing vikarma, all kinds of sinful activities. But if we can follow the simple process mentioned by our guru and Srila Prabhupada, our previous acharyas, then we can nicely cleanse our heart. We can welcome Lord Sri Krishna to sit in our heart. Because in Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Bhakti Viveka, there's a new book released by Banu Maharaj. It is mentioned that is the book actually means the analysis of the nature of bhakti. And it says the living entities in this material world, they are suffering and struggling it like anything. And then at one point he starts to ask, why I am suffering so much? Why I am so unfortunate? And from that point, from that moment, the moon of Krishna throws a limited condition called faith as a seed into the heart of that living entity. And by the sadhana's cultivation, he can slowly, slowly make this Shraddha Devi transformed into Bhakti Devi. But we need to give the proper food and medicine by proper worship. Also, we have to accept the proper care from the nurse, means Sadhu Sangha, the association from the pure devotees. And in this way, one day, that faith grows into bhakti. And we can see things. We can see things as it is. We clear up all the upadis, all the coverings of the soul. And we see, like Prabhupada mentioned, to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Oh, sorry, it's over time. Hare Krishna, I will stop here. So one hand, okay, only one question. And then if other question, we can discuss after the class, okay? Microphone. Hare Krishna. Only that one. Actually, please forgive me. Actually, I came across a very nice story about Srila Prabhupada. Do you like to sacrifice like 3 minutes staying here, remaining only 3 minutes? Thank you. This story I found out in following Prabhupada series. It's a series of Prabhupada's disciples remembering Srila Prabhupada. And the story comes from Jnaniwas Prabhu, discussing the Gaur Purnim festivals in 1975 from March to April is related to today's class about cleaning. So it says, Jnaniwas Prabhu mentions in his remembrance, the best time of the day is when Prabhupada every morning came for darshan. Because every morning Srila Prabhupada would go for a walk, and sometimes he would went down to the Gangas. Sometimes he would cross the Jalangi through this rough roads. There's everything. It's no proper roads at all. But the amazing thing is it's quite difficult. But Prabhupada always came back at the same time to take darshan of the deities. And before Prabhupada came, the devotees cleaned these temples like spotless. And nobody would even be allowed to set foot in the temple before Prabhupada. They keep everything so clean, and they're only waiting for Prabhupada to take the first step inside the temple. And the devotees are also preparing the flowers. They're doing pushpanjali to Prabhupada when he came. And when Prabhupada is stepping inside the cleaned temple, this marble, and he would walk to Sri Sri Radha Madhava, and he would take darshan, and he would say different things. Sometimes he would say, "Oh, look at Radha Madhava, they're dancing." And sometimes he would say that, sometimes Radharani would, her hand is stretching out, his thumb and four fingers are joined like this, and she's giving, offering pan to Krishna. And sometimes her hand is like this, is giving us benediction, blessings. And Prabhupada especially mentioned, when Radharani is doing like this, she's offering pan to Krishna, to Madhava. Krishna can never leave her. So please let us all pray to clean our hearts. To clean our hearts as clean as anything is, completely spotless. And then we pray. We remain always in the service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, to our Guru and to Srila Prabhupada. And Krishna would never leave us. Hare Krishna.